The Burning Shore by Wilbur Smith.
The recording of this book has been made possible by a kind donation from friends and residents of Greendale Court, Beedale, North Yorkshire, on the occasion of Mr. and Mrs. Irwin's diamond wedding anniversary.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Born in Zambia and educated at Michaelhouse and Rhodes University, Wilbur Smith has lived all his life in Africa, and his commitment to that continent is deep. A full-time writer since 1964, he also finds time to travel out of Africa and enjoy his other interests, such as numismatics, wildlife photography, and big game fishing. He and his wife make an annual safari into the dwindling wildernesses of Central Africa. And, at other seasons, he fishes by boat in the Indian Ocean for tuna and other game fish. Wilbur Smith lives with his wife in Cape Town on the slopes of Table Mountain. This book is for Danielle Antoinette, with all my love, always. So have I heard on Afric's burning shore, a hungry lion give a grievous roar. William Barnes Rhodes, Bombastis Furioso, Scene 4. Michael awoke to the mindless fury of the guns. It was an obscene ritual, celebrated in the darkness before each dawn, in which the massed banks of artillery batteries on both sides of the ridges made their savage sacrifice to the gods of war.